because I want to continue with my message from last Sunday and living in an upside down world. We're going to call it part two. I don't think I've ever had a tougher week in preparing and trying to decide about this word. You know, when it's God's word, it's for sure. It's a sure thing. But you know, it really is true. You've got this little thing on this shoulder that said, well, now it's Father's Day. You just need a sweet little message because all them fathers are wanting to hurry up and go have lunch and enjoy themselves. And then you've got this over here, this little voice saying, are you going to preach what I told you to preach? Are you going to do what I told you to do? And so we know the word sometimes is not just a cotton ball. Sometimes it's a Brillo pad. Amen. To scrape all the stuff off the out of the skillet. So anyway, we're going to see. Brother Tony kept me straight yesterday. Thank you, Brother Tony. He asked if I had a good word, and I said, well, I know I got a word. But he informed me that any word from God is a good word. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. I needed to be put back on track there. So, and I really do appreciate that. So my text of Scripture this morning is taken from John chapter 8. Now you'll understand why it has been tough on trying to deliver this word and preparing for it. You're going to see here in a little while what we have, but it's from John chapter 8, beginning with verse 31 through 33. Just follow along with me. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, that means to abide or to stay or to live in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Today it seems that we are at war on every front in this nation. We have dealt with the COVID debacle, and that's what I call it. And now we're dealing with the aftermath of taking the shots, which is being revealed has done more damage than good. We have the open border policy, which is overwhelming our nation with a wave of humanity from other nations coming in illegally, who are bringing with them the possibility of every disease known to man, left unchecked coming across a border, and causing then the greatest human trafficking crisis of our times. And it's being protected and sanctioned at the highest levels of our government. We have the inflation war. We think prices are high. We haven't seen anything yet. We have the war with the environmentalist and all of the lies about climate change that is attached to that. They're really not concerned. You've got to understand this. They're really not concerned about the environment. The root goes back to the spirit of greed. It's all about money and also a deliberate attempt to eventually take down America and control every American. They want to take the gas stoves out. We have the war then with the liberal, socialist, and communist left that wants to defund the police and disarm the citizens. With every school or mall shooting brings the call then for more laws to take our guns. We have the war then to protect the family and keep our children away from the government. And their attempt, listen now, in their attempt to indoctrinate, twist, deceive and confuse our children till they don't know if they are a boy or girl or a dog or cat. There is an orchestrated then attempt to bring our country to its knees, not for good, but to destroy us and make us subservient to the global masters and take away all of our freedoms. One recent quote from a globalist is this: in the not too distant future, you will own nothing and will be happy. That's what they're planning. Understand with me, I'm just saying all of this to clarify the gravity of the times that we are in. We really are living in an upside down world. But here is what I believe. If you boil it all down, I believe you will discover that even though there truly is a war on many fronts, there is one central core to the matter. So how do we know when something is the core or the heart of the matter? Very simply, if you fix that something and everything else clears up, then you know you have hit the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter of all our battles today is one thing. Every war on every front goes back to one thing. And that one thing, the real battle, is the war on truth. Amen. Now let me put it in perspective for you. If the truth in every situation and on every battlefront were revealed, guess what? The war would be over almost immediately. Now, why is that? Because truth corrects and truth dismantles deception. And truth delivers and truth heals and truth cuts the power cord to the lies. This is the battle that we're in America, and it's the fight for truth. And this is why the mainstream media has become a propaganda machine that only carries the narrative of the left and completely ignores any other viewpoint and ridicules every opposing view. Sadly, the left cannot tell the truth, and yes, so are many on the left the same way. And the media are on the right. And the media is complicit and supports their lies and their deception. Now here is what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 5. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Now let me give you another one. Isaiah 59 and verse 4. Here's what it says. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and they speak lies. They conceive mischief, that means pain, misery, and grief, and bring forth iniquity, that's evil. Now, you can agree with me or disagree, but what we saw this last week was tragedy with the indictment of a president. Why is the left so afraid of a man by the name of Donald Trump? It's not because he's so smart. It's not because he's so rich. It's because he represents truth. Is he a perfect man? No, not by any means. But to the left, Trump means freedom of speech, which means the truth will be told and the truth will be heard. And they know that the truth will destroy their narrative and they will lose their power. And they will no longer be able to manipulate and control people through fear. And they can only win then by lies and deceit and deception and dishonesty. And the rarest thing today in Washington, D.C. is someone who tells the truth. When someone dares to tell the truth about anything, they immediately turn on them like a den of lions to destroy them, to assassinate their character, and to demoralize them. And we're seeing this happen to all of the whistleblowers coming forward from the various government agencies. And yes, even bodies are piling up as we speak because they were speaking the truth. Why do they do this? Because the liars know that truth is kryptonite to them. And it will destroy their house of lies. And so I think it's amazing that Jesus, what he said to his disciples, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. We think we're free because people fought and bled and died to purchase our freedom. And we think that we're free because of a piece of paper called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. And surely all of these are extremely important to us as Americans. Can you say amen? Amen. But they are not what made us free or what keeps us free. Then you may ask, well, what is it that keeps us free? It is the truth that makes us free and keeps us free. Have you ever really listened then to the words of the battle hymn of the Republic? And it goes something like this: "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on." And so you find the ending is of every verse, and the course is "His truth is marching on." Understand that today on Father's Day 2023, that is what secured our freedom in this country, and that is what keeps us free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There is a battle then on every front in America right now. But I can tell you every one of these battles is a distraction tactic to keep our attention off of the real battle, and that is the fight for truth. Jesus said the truth is the liberating power. The truth is what sets a man or a nation free. Freedom is not what makes us free. Truth is what makes us free. And the problem with America today is it has become so comfortable with lies for us for so long that now truth has become our adversary because we have been sleeping with a lie. Sadly, that same attitude has made it into the church. And the church in many cases have gotten comfortable with a lie. Yes, so now wherever the truth is preached, instead of acknowledging the truth and repenting, they will just say, well, that preacher is a basher, that preacher is homophobic, and that preacher preaches the law, and that preacher preaches condemnation. And they say, well, these preachers just don't understand the grace and the love of God. And sadly, yes, there are those preachers who take it to the extreme. We know that. In times past, it made righteous indignation rise within me when I have seen church folks protesting at a soldier's funeral, holding up signs and yelling and bashing. That is not how you let your light shine. And they are going to stand before God and give an account for their lives. And so will we. And then there are those who will say, well, God doesn't condemn us for lying and fornicating, which is sex before marriage, or for being gay. God doesn't condemn us for aborting our babies or smoking dope or adultery. Or so who do you think you are? I only have one thing to say to you this morning, and that's this. I'm just a person that is called and anointed of God, who loves you enough to tell you the truth so you can be set free. I know it's not popular, and it's difficult sometimes, but it's not up to me to make the Bible say what I want it to say. Amen. If I'm not going to preach the Bible as it is written, then I might as well preach Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn for all the good that that will do. Jesus did not say the truth would always be comfortable or convenient or make you warm and fuzzy. He said it will make you free. It may make you cry before it makes you free. It may make you mad before it makes you free. You may have to forgive somebody before it makes you free. You may have to get rid of your weed before it makes you free. And you may have to quit your watching your porn on your computer or your telephone before it makes you free. The truth then is not some trinket you add to your collection of toys. The truth is the very foundation and the pillar for our very existence. If all the truth, watch this, if all the truth were to be removed from the earth, instantly the universe would implode. Everything would vanish from existence. Why? Because the universe was created by the voice of truth. And it's maintained by the word of truth. Now, in the last few years, you may have heard this phrase used a lot. It goes like this. He or she is going to share her or his truth. Understand with me that will make you come to believe that there are many truths. It'll gender that kind of thinking. And so then we all have the freedom to ascribe then to our own version of truth. The problem with that is this. There is only truth and everything else is a lie. No matter who tells it or how many times they tell it or how logical it sounds, you can be sincere yet sincerely wrong. All truth ultimately is rooted in Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says He is the truth, the way, and the life. Anything else is a lie and is rooted in Satan, who is the father of lies. And you may say that America is the land of the free and the brave, but I'm going to tell you that America is only free as long as His truth keeps marching on. And the first place His truth must march, guess what? It's through the house, meaning the church. You should be able to walk through the doors of any church in town or in America, for that matter, whether it's Pentecostal or Baptist or Methodist or even Salvation Army, and hear the truth proclaimed in the power of the Spirit and be set free from sin and sickness and disease. Amen. But sadly, that's not the case. Amen. Psalms 107 and verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from what? Their destructions. His word is truth. And guess what? Truth is the healer. Yes. And truth is the deliverer. Yes. And today, healing and deliverance can take place in this house. Yes. The greatest treasure on earth is truth. And guess what? It's becoming very rare. Yes. Jesus said to His disciples that day, "If you continue in My word, then are you My disciples indeed." Yes. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, if you want to know the truth, you've got to continue in His word. And you got to know this is for every one of us. We can't spend 6 hours a day feeding our soul on the mainstream news or on social media and spend 15 minutes in God's Word and know the truth. CNN and Fox is not going to tell you the truth. The Word is not just a concept. The truth is not just a concept. The truth is alive, and the truth is a spirit. And Jesus is that truth whose spirit lives in us as true believers. Amen. When you become intimate with truth, you will also become very sensitive to the lie. Because the spirit of truth will expose the spirit of deception. When the spirit of truth is in you, guess what? You can know in a heartbeat if a lie is being told. Amen, you can. And the reason we are seeing our freedoms stripped away in America is because we have not fought hard enough to keep the truth that made us free. Every soldier in every branch of service, in every drop of blood that was shed, in every sacrifice that was made, in part or in whole, was made under the banner of truth. Truth was the standard that they carried, and truth is what they fought to protect and preserve. So when we fail to fight for the truth that they fought under and fought for, guess what? We dishonor their service. And I have to tell you, there is no magic button that will fix America right now. But I can tell you what will save this country and any other country for that matter is that when truth becomes our standard and that banner flying over this country once again. When the White House, the schoolhouse, the church house, your house and my house cast out every lying spirit that has taken hold, are trying to take hold. And we refuse then to be lied to or to lie to ourselves, and we come back to the truth. That is what will save us and save our country. It's not the power of technology that makes a nation free. It's the power of truth. And truth then will give birth to freedom. Amen. Now I want you to listen to these words again from our text. And you can almost hear America in these words. John 8:33. They said, "We be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" But you got to understand, the freedom that Jesus was speaking of was not freedom from bondage to another nation, but freedom from the kingdom of darkness, freedom from deception. Watch us now. You may be physically free, yet spiritually bound. Did you hear what I said? And if you stay spiritually bound long enough, you will become bound in every other way as well. Physically, mentally, and emotionally. The Holy Ghost then is the only spirit of truth, the thing that can set you free. Amen. Are you hearing me today?
Yes.
As crazy as it may sound, the greatest threat this country has ever faced and is facing now is not the threat of nuclear war. Listen to this. Yet today, you have to know we are the closest we have ever been to a nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis. I hope I'm wrong, but the Bible speaks of a third world war coming where a third of mankind will be killed. That means 2 billion people out of the 6 billion that are in this world today. And that can only happen with a nuclear war. And most Americans are not hearing a word about it in the mainstream news. But you've got to know it's at our door. The greatest threat, then, is not the spirit of racism, although that spirit is very vile and very wicked. And it's not even the battle between pro-life and pro-choice, but it is that spirit of deception. When an individual or a nation of people is deceived, guess what? They can be led anywhere, Brandon, even to the point of their own destruction. The sheep can be led off of the cliff, and they will follow without resistance. What America needs right now is a spiritual truth bomb that will decimate the lies of the enemy and break that spirit of witchcraft and deception off of our minds and set us free. And the Holy Ghost, that Holy Spirit of Almighty God, is the only thing that can do such a thing. I know that much of what I have said then sounds negative, but let's be honest about it. America is in a very negative condition right now. And truth then is the only positive thing that's going to change it. Amen. Now, if I were to end this message right here, I would not be doing my job and I would be failing you miserably, because my job is also to edify, lift you up, exhort, and comfort you. So let me share this passage of Scripture, because I believe it is very prophetic of what is coming very soon in America. And in fact, it's already beginning. This is from Isaiah chapter 28, 14 through 18, and this is from the New Living Translation. Therefore, listen to this message from the Lord, you scoffing rulers in Jerusalem, we could say in America. You boast, well, we have struck a bargain to cheat death, and have made a deal to dodge the grave. The coming destruction could never touch us, for we have built a strong refuge made of lies and deception. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm placing a foundation stone in Jerusalem, a firm and tested stone. It is a precious cornerstone that is safe to build on. Whoever believes need never be shaken. Now, we know the cornerstone is Jesus Christ. He says, I will test you then with a measuring line of justice and the plumb line of righteousness, since your refuge is made of lies. A hailstorm will knock it down, since it is made of deception. A flood will sweep it away. And I will cancel the bargain that you made to cheat death, and I will overturn your deal to dodge the grave. When the terrible enemy sweeps through, you will be trampled into the ground. Some of that's God's judgment on America, on evil people. You've got to know that. He's going to protect His people. He's going to protect the children, His children. We don't have anything to fear. But I'm telling you, judgment is coming to the earth. Now, this is what I'm looking for in America. This will be the greatest evidence of true revival and reformation to this nation. Now, we've watched the left build a tower of lies like the Tower of Babel. But God is getting ready to obliterate it. He said the hail will sweep away the refuge of lies. Well, the hail is the thundering power and the destructive weight of truth that is getting ready to hit this country and smack down these lies and these liars. And once again, truth will shine forth as a beacon of hope over this nation. And I believe the glory of God will be seen then in the middle of all the chaos and yes, even in the darkness of war.
Yes.
Isaiah 60 and verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But here we go. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. Upon you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. Can I just tell you that truth must keep marching on? Pilate wanted to know who Jesus was. But Jesus basically said, it's not really that important what my name is. What is important is why I'm here. I'm here to bear witness of the truth. The question people are asking today is, where is the truth? Who's telling the truth? Where can I find truth? The answer is, Jesus is the truth.
Amen.
The Word is truth.
Yes.
And His truth is marching on. Yes. Wherever the truth is received and believed, guess what? Freedom will be close behind.
Amen.
Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Now, as I close, you can put us some music on. I want to bring this home for us to understand. If we believe the truth, then the truth about us is we are the children of the King. And here is what the King is saying. Well, just ask me. Just ask me. Not just for your needs, but ask me for over the top things and watch what I will do. If you can believe that, then let's not let the devil's lie to us another hour or another day telling us, well, you're not worthy and that you should not expect good things. Let your neighbor say, it's a lie from hell. Can we then shake off those lies today and begin believing the truth of God's Word for us by asking and believing for even big things? Now, I'm not talking about a bigger house or another car. He can do that too. But I'm talking about believing for that healing that goes against the odds, that goes against what the doctor's facts are. I'm talking about miracles that will astound the doctors. That's what I'm talking about, big things. Believe for our sons and our daughters, our extended family, to be set free and saved and delivered and be brought back into the kingdom of light. Even though it looks impossible in the natural, because we know, sadly, many of our family members are in the pig pen. Like the prodigal son. Choose to listen to the right voice. Don't listen to the lies. Listen to the truth. Ask for discernment on a daily basis. Make that part of your prayer. God, let me know truth. Let me discern what's a lie. Stay in the Word. Declare every day who you are in Christ and what you have. Declare that you can have the Word of truth, what it says you can have. Declare that I'm a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. Declare that I am what the Word says I am. I can do what the Word says I can do. In fact, let's just go ahead. Let's all stand together and declare some truths about us right now. Will you do this with me? Say this after me as we end today. I am accepted in the Beloved.
I am accepted in the Beloved.
And nothing can separate me from His love.
Nothing can separate me from His love.
That's truth.
That's truth.
I am healed of the Lord.
I am healed of the Lord.
It doesn't matter what the symptoms show. I have a sound mind and body.
That's truth.
The healing power of God continually surrounds me.
The healing power of God continually surrounds me.
That's truth.
That's truth.
I'm redeemed from debt.
I'm redeemed from debt.
I'm redeemed from poverty and lack.
I'm redeemed from poverty and lack.
I am blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I'm living under an open heaven.
That's the truth of God's word.
And I declare
the supernatural word of God
is prevailing in every area of my life. Amen and amen. 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 Hallelujah. We could go on and on, but again, let's realize that the truth then of what God says about us through His written word. Believe the truth and not the lies of the enemy concerning who we are and what we can have through Christ Jesus. In the coming days, ask God to stretch your faith, stretch your expectations, and then expect God to go way beyond that. It's okay with God to begin to believe big and pray big. Ask your Heavenly Father to surprise you. And guess what? He will and He wants to and He loves to when you ask and believe that He will do it. And the truth will go marching on even while living in an upside down world. So what lies then has the enemy been bombarding you with this week? Is it your finances? Well, things will never change. It's been that way too long. Understand with me, it's a lie. Tell your neighbor it's a lie. It can change. Tell them it can change. Break those lies off of you today. What if it's a relationship? Well, no one likes me. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too big. I'm too skinny. I'm not beautiful enough. Tell somebody it's all lies. It's all lies. Let God touch your mind today. Let truth set you free today. Well, I've not been a good father. Then let go and let God change you today. Well, I just can't forgive. It hurt me too bad. I'll never forget and I'll never forgive. Let God touch you today because you have to forgive. Or your Heavenly Father says He will not forgive you. You have to let it go. You have to forgive. Let truth set you free today. Well, Pastor, I just can't stop the cussing. Look at somebody and say, yes, you can. The Holy Ghost can do a new work in you. Amen. Amen. If you will allow Him to do it, He will do it. Now let's ask Him for a Holy Ghost mind today. Amen. Woo! Ask Him for a renewed mind. And let truth take hold today. Amen. Would you worship the Lord with a hand clap today? Take the person's hand next to you right now. The power of God is in this place right now to set you free. Lord, you see what we're bound by. You see the lies that the enemy's been bombarding us with this very day and this very week. Oh, Lord, right now, every lie, let it be obliterated. Let your truth stand strong in our lives, God. You see what He's bombarding us with in our mind. Every lie. Let it be pressed down, obliterated, never to rise again. Put it under our feet in Jesus' name. Do your work. Set us free. Break those chains off of our minds. In Jesus' name. We are victorious. We are winners. We are not losers. We will not be defeated, but we will overcome and be what God has called us to be in this hour. And we're going to fulfill His purpose in our lives. And we're not going to be taken out by the enemy. Only when the Lord says, it's time, come on up. And that's because I will have fulfilled my purpose. Lord, let truth march on in my life, in the lives of my family, in the lives of this church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm right here.